When I was a kid, I watched this show. It was full of people that would boldly go. But not many people cared for science fiction. Their five-year mission, they went before Impulse, Standstill, and Warp Factor 4. But I really, really wanted their uniform. Starfleet uniforms. Starfleet uniforms. Starfleet uniforms. Uniforms. On TOS, go blue and red. But if you were an extra, that meant you were dead. And the girls, they all wore miniskirts in rare form. If you were Kirk and fighting the Gorn, every week your shirt would be torn. But week after week, we'd still come back for the uniforms. Starfleet uniforms. Starfleet uniforms. Starfleet uniforms. Uniforms. Well, in TNG, they kept pulling them down, and in later years they enlarged their gowns. Deanna was asked by Captain Jellicoe to go norm. Remember Picard and Darmok, they wrote, introduced his cool new away team coat, and somehow Worf's hair would grow with his uniform. Starfleet uniforms, Starfleet uniforms, Starfleet uniforms, uniforms. On Deep Space Nine, not like the others, they fooled us all and flip-flopped the colors, and aliens wore cool suits like our friend Morn. Sisko may have shaved his head, but Odo shifted his clothes instead, and Kira wore a tight red uniform. Starfleet uniforms. Starfleet uniforms. Starfleet uniforms. Uniforms. That leaves us with just two to go. Voyager and Archer's show. Seven of Nine and T'Pol in those catsuits they wore. Running around in their underwear cute, always in their matching blue jumpsuits. Every show had a slightly different uniform. Starfleet uniforms, Starfleet uniforms, Starfleet uniforms, uniforms. Starfleet uniforms. Starfleet uniforms. Starfleet uniforms. Uniforms.